Donald Trump coping hard after being destroyed by Nikki Haley, absolutely dominated by Nikki Haley, getting wiped out by Nikki Haley in the Washington, D.C. Republican primary. Donald Trump is reacting to the massive, shocking loss right now. Here's what Donald Trump just posted. Bird Brain is a loser. Record low performance in virtually every state. DeSantis easily beat her in Iowa for a very distant, he puts that in caps, second place. And then she ran up to the podium before he had a chance to do so and claimed victory. I enjoy watching the bird disavow her pledge to the RNC and her statement that she would never run against President Trump, a great president. Well, she ran, she lied, and she lost big, all in caps. You just lost, buddy. You're a loser. You are a loser. She just beat you in Washington, D.C. By the way, one of the things that I enjoy watching is your daughter-in-law, who you want to appoint to run the RNC, saying that they're going to spend all of their money defending you. All of the Republican money going to defend Donald Trump's legal bills after he grifted over $60 million from his political action committee to pay for his legal bills and Melania's hair and his private jet. Play this clip. This is what I enjoy watching. Play this clip.
Here's what I can tell you. The RNC needs to be the leanest, most lethal political fighting machine we've ever seen in American history. That is the goal over the next 9.5 months. If I am elected to this position, I can assure you there will not be any more $70,000 or whatever exorbitant amount of money it was spent on flowers. Every single penny will go to the number one and the only job of the RNC. That is electing Donald J. Trump as president of the United States and saving this country. We have no time to waste. We've got to get to work. We've got a lot of money to raise. And we need to ensure that every penny goes to those things that I just mentioned.
And as Nikki Haley has previously stated, Donald Trump is shrinking the Republican Party. Major Donald Trump shrinkage. And of course, we know that from Stormy Daniels as well. Speaking of which, Donald Trump has a felony criminal trial starting in about 3 weeks in New York for making hush money payments and then covering it up by falsifying business records while his wife, Melania, just gave birth to Barron, and Donald Trump had 3 seconds of sex with a porn star. But here's Nikki Haley talking about Trump shrinking the party. Play this clip.
Well, that's the problem. If there's a president of the United States, your job is to bring people into the fold, not push people away. And what we've seen is the people in the Republican Party, it's shrinking because he's pushing people out of the party. That's why we have so many independents now. They feel like the Republican Party doesn't represent them. That's why we're not getting suburban women. That's why we're not getting a lot of the people that we used to have.
And folks, let me just repeat the news here that Nikki Haley defeated Donald Trump. In the Washington, D.C. primary, she received approximately 63% of the vote in the Republican primary. And this, as Donald Trump has stated, that the Republican Party is now 100% MAGA. Buddy, if it's 100% MAGA, why are you losing by 30 points to Nikki Haley in Washington, D.C.? Why are you underperforming in South Carolina? Why are you underperforming in New Hampshire? Why are you underperforming in essentially every state so far with Republicans, mainstream Republicans, saying they ain't ever gonna vote for you because you are a complete and absolute maniac? Here's Donald Trump, though, talking about how he doesn't want Romneys. He doesn't want moderates. Here, play this clip.
And they say, always trying to demean, well, MAGA really represents 48% of the Republican Party. No, it represents 96% and maybe 100%. We're getting rid of the Romneys of the world. We want to get Romneys and those out.
One of the things that Nikki Haley has been talking about in her stump speech is how Donald Trump is just no longer mentally with it, his cognitive issues. Play this clip of Nikki Haley.
The other day, Donald Trump accused me of not providing security at the Capitol on January 6th. Now, I've long called for mental competency tests for politicians over the age of 75. Trump claims he'd do better than me in one of those tests. Maybe he would, maybe he wouldn't. But if he thinks that, then he should have no problem standing on a debate stage with me.
And Donald Trump showed that once again over the weekend in various speeches, having cognitive malfunction after cognitive malfunction. I know legacy media wants to cover for Donald Trump, but not here at the Midas Touch Network. Here's Donald Trump calling President Biden Obama and saying that Putin is not afraid of Obama. Play this clip.
And Putin, you know, has so little respect for Obama that he's starting to throw around the nuclear word today. You heard that, nuclear. He's starting to talk nuclear weapons today.
And here Donald Trump talks about pupils crossing the board. Lots of pupils all over. Lots of pupils with mysterious languages. What in the hell is he even saying? Play this clip.
And they're going to destroy all of that. And you see what's going on in New York? They have pupils from foreign countries, from countries where they don't even know what the language is. We have nobody that even teaches it. These are languages that nobody ever heard of.
Did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality? If you wake up too hot or too cold, I highly recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets. Inspired by NASA, Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics and makes temperature-regulating bedding so you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long. Using silver-infused fabrics inspired by NASA, Miracle Made sheets are thermoregulating and designed to keep you at the perfect temperature all night long, so you get better sleep every night. These sheets are infused with silver that prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresh 3 times longer than other sheets. No more gross odors. Miracle sheets are luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands and feel as nice, if not nicer, than sheets used by some 5-star hotels. Miracle sheets are the perfect gift for your spouse, friends, or family. Who doesn't want better sleep and luxurious feeling bed sheets? And since these come with 3 free towels, you get 2 gifts in one, just in time for the holidays. Stop sleeping on bacteria. Bacteria can clog your pores, causing breakouts and acne. Sleep clean with Miracle. Go to trymiracle.com/Midas to try it today. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Save over 40%. And if you use our promo Midas, M-E-I-D-A-S, at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/Midas and use the code Midas to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40%. Again, that's trymiracle.com/Midas, TrymiracleMEIDAS. And I highly doubt that Washington, D.C. Republican voters love that Donald Trump continues to demean and degrade the city. Play this clip.
Well, thank you very much. This is a very sad day for America. And it was also very sad driving through Washington, D.C. and seeing the filth and the decay and all of the broken buildings and walls and the graffiti. This is not the place that I left. It's a very sad thing to see it. When you look at what's happening, this is a persecution of a political opponent.
Going back to Donald Trump's statements right here, here's what Donald Trump has to say. He goes, I purposely stayed away from the DC vote because it is the swamp with very few delegates and no upside. Bird Brain spent all of her time, money, and effort there. Over the weekend, we won Missouri, Idaho, and Michigan. Big numbers, complete destruction of a very weak opponent. The really big numbers will come on Super Tuesday. Also, way up on Crooked Joe. Well, keep telling yourself that, Donald. Keep telling yourself how powerful and strong you are on days where you actually lose. Because if you claim that MAGA is 100% of the Republican Party, The math just ain't mathin', but then again, numbers were never your thing. Unless, of course, we're talking about the numbers leading to the bankruptcy of essentially every single business that you've touched in your life when you were born with a golden spoon in your mouth. Let me just show you this one other clip right here from Donald Trump over the weekend in a speech that he gave, and you can see clearly here the major cognitive issues that he's having. Play this clip.
Heard that Saudi Arabia and Russia will repeat.
Big win for Nikki Haley. Donald Trump lashing out, calling her bird brain, because he is a little petulant, immature child. No offense to children. And the Republican Party is completely and utterly, well, the contingency that supports him utterly lost their mind. It does seem that there is at least a mainstream Republican contingent that cares somewhat about normalcy. But we'll see. We'll see. But Donald Trump complaining and whining on a night that he lost. Great one. I'm Ben Mycelis. Hit subscribe. Let's get to 3 million together. Have a good one.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.